proclamation number 4313 dated the May 26, 1948. Audible word. The most sublime moment in earthly life happens when a person audibly hears the word, when he hears the expression of my love in his heart like a spoken word. For then he will perceive my closeness like a flood of light which permeates his heart and is also perceptible by the person's senses. The human being's maturity of soul influences how the inner voice can be heard. He can freely enjoy the blissful sensation if his soul is already far advanced, but in a low degree of maturity he might still have fight against inner obstacles. Nevertheless, he must have attained a certain degree of psychological maturity, otherwise he would never be able to receive the grace of the audible word. Hence it is a process of a direct transmission of light and strength. The person is in such intimate contact with me that I am able to manifest myself to him and be understood, which will never be the case with immature souls. But I must always stem my strength of love if the human being is to remain suitable for earthly life and not lose all earthly attachment due to his overwhelming happiness. And therefore I will only ever audibly manifest myself for short periods of time until the end of the person's course of life who is so close to me that I will credit him with my speech. However, during the time of the end I will need servants on earth who will diligently work for me, and I will reward their enthusiasm by revealing myself to them such that they are no longer able to harbor doubts in their hearts because they are faithful to me, because they believe without being able to see and work for me in this belief. I want to stimulate them into working ever more diligently for me, but I will only be able to express myself audibly if their faith has already become so firm that they unconditionally believe in my activity, that they had previously already heard the voice of the Spirit and recognized it as my voice, for the audible word must never compel them into believing since it is the culmination of a strong faith and, in earthly life, the most desirable state to strive for because it makes a person indescribably happy and the thought of it can render him insensitive to suffering and distress of an earthly nature. His happiness and his convinced faith also offer his fellow human being the possibility to gain a stronger faith, so that his activity amongst people is extremely richly blessed and that every work he tackles will be accomplished by him. His fellow human beings can certainly doubt him, but anyone who audibly hears my word within himself will no longer be able to doubt. And thus I reward the love and loyalty of my servant who stands up for me and grant him the kind of happiness on earth which the world cannot offer him. Amen.